Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players. Build a Pick'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant Pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv, Black Trey. Producer Sean is on the one and twos. We've got a hell of a show for you. Before we do that, reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content, the bomb overflows, the Cinephobe special edition episodes. We gave you 2 in the month of July. The last one we just dropped was Space Jam, A New Legacy. Yeah, the LeBron one. Yeah, we reviewed it. Yeah, we roasted it. Yeah, come listen to it and laugh at it, but only if you're a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. As I said, great episode awaiting for you today. We roast Philadelphia one more time. We talk about dap etiquette when you don't know the person. White people need not apply to this one. This is strictly black people who know how to dap, but how do you dap someone that you don't know? Also, we reviewed the season finale of Flatbush Misdemeanors. A lot darker, a lot more serious than the rest of the series, and yet still had its funny moments. I review what happened to me when I went to Milwaukee. That's right. If you came here to listen to my Milwaukee tales, you get some of them here. You also get tales of Trey meeting Spike Lee. How about that? Sean went to Lollapalooza this weekend. I don't know whether he's COVID-free or not. I guess we'll find out during this episode if you start coughing. But first, review the latest episode of Power Book Kanan. And somehow, it turns into a discussion about rubbers.
Yo, as a Chicago nigga, is that low key a violation? You rocking the 88 NBA Finals hat? Like
No, that's I know that's Pistons and shit. I get it. No, I'm born in 88, so I saw it at a flea market and I had to grab it. So that's it. Born in 88, that's why I rocked the 88 Finals joint.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I was like, that's kind of.
Is that a violation?
It's not a violation.
No.
I guess I'm a rude nigga because I'm a Bulls fan in LA.
No, nigga. You're being nice. That's a violation. Them niggas, you can't. If he'd have rocked. Matter of fact, that whole 80s shit is off of you. Nah, because
80s is out.
Yeah, because Mike couldn't get past fucking Bird. It was they got the shit with the Lakers. The Pistons is just a stone cold violation. Like, real rap, bro. You see Mike, he might tell you take that shit personally. I'm just gonna keep
you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy though? You a light skinned nigga because you're wearing an all white hat. Only light skinned niggas can wear all white hats. I be thinking about my shit gonna get dirty. My hat's cream, by the way, right now.
You saw my face. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga talking about?
No, the nigga got a white brim, bro. Like, you literally can't eat anything.
Can't touch the hat, really.
Like, you literally got to take that bitch off like this with a finger, with your index finger. Yeah, so if you touch that motherfucker, like, bro.
First of all, I don't do anything white on the strength that I'm the nigga that fucking, like, I just be fucking.
I don't do anything white.
I be, I'm not sloppy. No white women, I'm not a sloppy nigga. I'm not a sloppy nigga, but like, I'm the nigga that everybody always seems to bump when he drinking juice and all types of shit. So, like, anything white, I'm good. And I sit down on shit all the time. No white shorts. Pause. Only thing you might catch with me is.
Sit down on shit all the time. It's crazy. Crazy. Sit down.
Come on.
It's a crazy sit down, man.
Bro, and yo, Jerv, 90, I would say 95% of folks don't even know that it was Pistons that won the championship anyway. So they don't even know. They just think it's a cool hat.
Hey, whatever you got to make yourself feel better, my brother. You know what I'm saying? I guess this just ain't the audience right here because I as soon as I saw it, I said, this nigga got an 88 hat on. Next thing you know, you're gonna be having a Zeke jersey on, bro. You might as well go full fucking fledged with the shit.
Chicago guy too.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's the worst thing ever, man. Zeke as a Chicago guy got motherfuckers like Jerv talking about me. Next thing you know, it'd be like saying that about Paul Pierce, LA niggas. Like, next thing you know, like, you have
nigga,
a Paul
that
Pierce.
That nigga right? Isaiah Thomas' mama got a street in Chicago, bro.
They don't love him like that. He ain't Kobe.
That's crazy.
You what? Who?
I was just making a joke, but it
nah, he just wanted to, he just wanted to get that off. He did jokes over facts on that moment.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, I'm super duper like anti any Boston shit ever. Like, it don't matter who it is. But that dude and the dude that used to rock number 8, they just like those two and Larry Bird are my three like all time like hated
number 8. Are you talking about Antoine Walker?
Yeah, nah,
that's another Chicago guy.
Hey, my nigga, you got beef with Chicago niggas right there.
I got beef with Boston, which is why when we did that live show, I was up there with my Sixers 83 championship shirt on. I didn't give a fuck.
I saw Antoine Walker at the club in Chicago like a few years ago, man.
He's always out.
He beckoned me over.
that's a long conversation. Sick talk, man, to be summoned by the Godfather.
Yeah, Twan is always.
I don't want any smoke. I thought I did at one point, but I don't want any smoke. Niggas is 6'8", 6'7", 250, 300 pounds, and I'm just a measly 6'1", civilian.
That's a crazy dap pull in. When he pull you in, you might yoink into the screen.
Yeah, you're definitely flying. I'm gonna tell you this though, Jerv. If it was beef, I'm pretty sure you could avoid him, man. That nigga not gonna catch you, man.
hey, he had the stamina of Omar Epps.
Oh man,
Omar that shit was embarrassing.
What? That? How much he's gained weight? That nigga look like just they.
Put no! I just met Omar Epps' stamina in the show. Like that was embarrassing. I mean, like I felt
bro.
On the show, he has leukemia.
Yeah, on the show.
That's why. That's how we find out that he was washed because he, you know, I'm pretty.
Oh sure. Shit, that did just happen. I'm tripping.
Even if he still was in his prime, I still didn't believe that character could catch niggas back in the day.
real talk. Not that I don't have any experience with this, but not that I know people that may have experience in this. I've never seen a person get away from the feds that easy by just running through like a store. Like usually, and like on the wire. 100% Riggs or somebody would have been at the back of that store with a clothesline as soon as Young Boy would have like came out the back of that store. Like that was trash.
It's very power escape.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, my bad. You go. My bad. I separated it from power real fast. That's on me.
This nigga just quoted The Wire as like my power, man.
Yeah.
We're talking about power. By the way, I forgot to mention Stuyvesant, the high school his mom wants to go to. That's a real school. Have we talked? Did I mention that before?
No.
That's a real school. It's a really good school, too. And I was like, wait, since when do we do real stuff in power? They always got some other name for stuff and like Chode or whatever academy, whatever it's called.
Chode is funny.
But, you know, like Stuyvesant is an actual real deal school. It's like a real, and it's a real academic school. You got to test in to get into it. Mostly a bunch of Asian kids, though. Not they try to make it seem like it's a white school. Mostly Asian kids, but shout out to Power for deciding, you know what? Enough's enough.
Like some real shit.
Yeah, some real shit once in a while, man.
You can only be a fake nigga for so long or a fake show.
Let me just say right now, man. Yo, is there anything more disrespectful than your boy sitting on the computer with his... just in his drawers, like, oh, I thought your mom said she was being in school. I'm like, nigga, put on pants at least.
That's
very baby boy-esque.
I mean, hey, luckily he had no laptop on his lap, nigga. Cooking his testicles.
Cooking his nuts up, roasting these chestnuts on an open fire.
Scientifically, man, that's kind of bad, man. Sterilizes you, but
is that real?
Apparently, I don't know. I'm not a myth buster.
I don't know. I'm gonna say this, Trey. You use the laptops a lot, and like you ain't got no kids, so.
Allegedly. I mean, I still don't roll a dice, big dog. So you know, even if I look, I don't know if I shoot blanks or if I don't shoot like Curry, I wouldn't find out.
So you're not supposed to put the shit on your lap at all.
No, that's why they got them laptop.
Get like one of the desk Johns. Yeah,
that's what they.
Yeah,
it's just like Mountain Dew. So basically, if you drink a lot of Mountain Dew and you keep the laptop on your lap, like yo, you could just be out here just firing. All right,
Dick Gregory. Stick over here.
Just live, Kings live. You know what I mean? Just drink plenty of Mountain Dew.
Yo, wow.
Yo, can we shout Rock out real fast though?
About Mountain Dew.
Can we shout Rock out?
Multiple sex scenes in one episode. Yeah.
She be getting her shit bashed in.
Hello. She has to be about to die. I take my theory back. She has to be about to die, though, because they're getting every sex scene they could possibly get out of her.
No. She's not gonna die, man. Look, we live in a woke era now. You know, there's no way they're gonna toss her aside. Like she has to be the matriarch and all that shit.
Empowerment.
But they're creating beef though. Like it's set up for somebody to die, no. Whether it be her or her. Or
Joey Badass. Nigga, Joey Badass is
no,
out of here.
Not even Joey Badass. I mean, he'll probably die. I mean, one of the brothers because the
The Teddy Riley looking motherfucker. He out of there.
Teddy, oh shit! You mean my man from Ballers with the Gumby?
Yeah.
I mean that's not a Gumby. What's that? That's a
high top steps. It's a high top.
No, he ain't got no like,
nah, bro. It's not full.
Bro, he looked like Tony Smith, bro. It was straight. But long story short, bro, he doing too much thirsty shit. He fronting Kane in the
game, the rock, toppy, though.
And then in the preview joint of the next episode, it looked like they about to raid the stash. Gonna have Rock low key a demon. She gonna kill her own brother because she don't give a fuck.
Yo, did he? I can't remember. Did he fuck the white girl or no?
No, it was just a little sloppy toppy.
He got the heady wop.
Yeah, well done.
I would not have been comfortable getting the sloppy toppy with the fucking savage of a dog right next to me. I would have told the dog to go elsewhere, dog. The dog,
you say you're not comfortable with
animals. I'm not comfortable.
My nigga, they don't even know what you're doing.
Bro, why Shorty not telling the dog to go nowhere?
Bro, she petting that dog mid-stroke.
Dog not going nowhere.
I'm with you, Jerry.
Hey, I tell her top and bop. Ideas.
Yeah.
I tell her top and bop, this is the life.
That's it.
This is the life.
You say so. Wait, so y'all said the dog got to be out the room, out the way. You can't be distracted. Okay.
Yo,
it's not about being distracted.
Distracted.
The dog's being a pervert. Like he got a roll. Like he don't need to watch.
Hey, I don't even give a shit.
You're acting like the pink thing gonna come out after you got to do.
I'm gonna say this, man. The dog could be on the other side of the glass and watching. That'd be cool. My thing is like, I don't want that nigga to get any idea. Like, oh, we licking things now? Yeah. No.
Nah.
Sausages, my favorite.
You niggas is crazy, boy.
I don't know what he's going to do.
Hey, you crazy.
It's not his dog. It's not like he knows how the dog be acting. Maybe the dog really likes hot dogs, man. Like, that's his shit, like.
I have a box.
So let me get this straight. Y'all meet a little shorty out, whatever. Y'all get back to the crib. She on it. She on top of things. Yeah. And y'all are in the middle of shit, and the dog is in there. You gonna stop the whole shit and be like, "Yo, the dog gotta move."
No.
Y'all not doing shit.
No. You about to jam up the wreck, dog.
Yeah, you about to jam up the whole situation.
That's like you about to close seconds. And you ain't got no 2 seconds. And now you got to go to 7-Eleven.
Right. Nah, completely different. First of all, you should always have one on you. That's just Jerv's advice to anybody who's out here in the streets. Never leave home without it because you just never gonna be in that situation. Yes. But I've been in situations where, you in the mix. You know, yada yada yada, and there's a dog. You you get to wherever the location in the crib is you're going to, and there's
her
a dog
sleeping in her bed.
The dog has to fuck because right now I'm more important to that dog. Please believe that.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I'm not talking hypotheticals. I'm talking facts, son. Yo, there's a crate we can put the dog in. Yo, can we leave the dog outside?
No, 100% I'm talking about your shit is at your ankles already though. We're not talking about you walked in the crib.
I'm noticing the dog or the cat off top, and that fucker has to.
I'm gonna tell you right now, for what shorties do with their dogs, they take them everywhere. They take their cats everywhere. Yeah. You're not getting the dog out of the room. That dog might be
it happens
in the crate. It's in a crate. If the dog's in the room, it's in a crate. There's no chance a dog just gonna be rolling. Again, I'm not talking hypotheticals, Trey. Been there, done that.
I have too. When the motherfucking dog, bro, I didn't call some dogs shit. Baby was over there.
Oh no. Well, my brother, I was like
19. I was like 19. Shorty didn't even have no babysitter. Wrong. She had no babysitter.
Was this a studio apartment? Like, I just don't understand.
Son, you're not leaving no infant like to the cut. You feel me? Like it was.
What we're not about to do, Trey. Here you go. Time out. What we're not about to do is use logic since we're getting it in with an infant in the crib. Like, if you're going to do that, you're also willing to use the baby monitor on, which I would hope you have as we go on the couch. If there's a only a one bedroom apartment,
I'm sure Shorty didn't have the bread like that. I was 19. She was in college too. I don't even know. I was.
I tell you right now, bro. You my man. I love you to death, dog. Love you to death.
Let me find out.
Yeah, no, you good, bro. Well, you're not good because that's still foul. But like, you good. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if I'm the baby dad and I find that shit out, shit. You can suck your teeth all you want, fam. It's different when it comes to my child, bro.
Hey, please,
are you gonna be mad at him? Or you gonna be mad at
you?
Gonna
be mad at me or the joint?
Yeah. Hold up. I'm not saying she's all scot-free, but I gotta handle this over here too because you use bad judgment.
Jerv, this is why is why men lose their life.
You have choose your battles.
Choose your battles. Hey,
I don't
go holler at her.
Let me be clear, fam. She's going to get hollered at 100%. Not on a wild shit because I don't, you know. But like,
Listen, what you gonna do if you bark at the wrong tree?
I'm not the wrong tree?
I'm just telling you, Jerv.
Like, bro, I might be the wrong tree. You might have barked up the wrong tree.
Nah, because I'm a slide. First of all, I just came to close. You doing way too much. I'm like,
close out, bro. Just have some respect for my child and let my child be in another room.
You didn't have respect for yourself closing and having a kid with her. If she got them bad morals, can't be mad at me. You feel me?
Oh, I'm mad at her. Don't get it twisted.
Shorty chose the home run instead of the bunt.
Wait, so yeah, to close it out.
No,
that's what I was gonna say.
But that was a wild situation at 19. I'll never do that shit again.
Yeah, that's a lot going on. Does it matter what kind of dog it is? Like, what if it's just like a little joint? Any dog, gotta go.
My life changed.
Oh, the little dog is easier for me to. The little dog, I'm not even asking, bro. I'm picking the fucker up and I'm putting him out and I'm closing the door. The big dog, I gotta use, you know, obviously, I'm not just about to walk up to a pit or a Rottweiler and just get aggressive with it because, like, yo, I know what they hit for. But, like, yo, if this is the situation, there's a toy. Yo, my nigga, go fetch. Soon as the dog just loses all consciousness and goes, door shut, I'm closing again.
This nigga think he on what's low down dirty shame and shit, man. Fuck out of here, Jerv. Fuck out of here, Jerv. Now, what Amin said is realistic, right? Some shorties that are pros at the game, they gonna say, come here. That motherfucker gonna go straight to the cage, pin. But I've been in some situations where the dog licking the motherfucker in the mouth, the motherfucker doing all this shit, the motherfucker bouncing around, doing all that shit. And I look and I'm like, this motherfucker sleeping in your bed, huh? And I do the Bobby Smurda. I do the Bobby Smurda meme. Yeah, it's getting tired, bruh. And I'm out. You feel me? But it's some joints that just refuse, like, oh, my dog not gonna do nothing. And that motherfucker really can't hop on the bed. So it's just making noise, like on the floor. And you're sitting there like, goddamn. But I feel you, Jerv. If you feel like you got the magic to grab a complete stranger, I'm talking about a joint that you just came home with, by the way.
Yep.
I'm talking about a joint that you've been closing for a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A joint that you don't know and you think that you're going to grab her pet, bro.
Yeah. I've already succeeded. I'm here. I made it back to the crib.
First of all, before you even make it, before you even unpin that bra, big dog, first of all, she want to know if your dog, if her dog even like you, nigga. If that motherfucker go, you're out of here, nigga.
If that nigga goes, I don't want to be there. I'm not safe. This nigga might attack me.
You bad vibes.
Kick him right in his nose and watch him cry.
You bad vibes, nigga.
I don't know, man.
And I love dogs too, by the way. Let me just make that clear. I love dogs. I don't fuck with cats. I love dogs.
Shorty,
now I'm fucking cats, dog.
Shorty, tough and already committed, and you gonna slow her down because the dog got to go outside. That's man. But I guess. I mean, so he a vet. He said he walk in right straight away.
I think because you guys try to make it compared to the 7-Eleven run. Now that one I've done, and momentum absolutely goes out the window.
What?
Like, oh, you can never, rub those sticks again and get that spark again. That fire is dead.
Yeah. She gonna hit you with the yeah, I'm kind of tired. You know what? Tomorrow
and then call the other homie that's always prepared.
I don't know about all that, but
I'm spending the night just in case.
Hey, that's a crazy stayover, bro. You still don't got him? Oh, you know, after you got back,
you better go puff it.
I mean, you better listen. Shout outs to 2021 because you could post make them hoes.
Hello,
time your shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we in the car. What's your address? Bet. By the time y'all showing up,
I didn't think about that.
Go order some gummy bears or some shit with the sneak.
I usually need Gatorade. I'm a Gatorade nigga when I be drinking. I need that for the next for before I go to bed. So if I'm heading back somewhere and I peep that there's a strong chance that this might be a closeout game or whatever, I'm definitely stopping to get like a Gatorade or something. Chicks love they like snacks.
So you're doing the on the way home.
Hey, oh, yeah, yeah. You want a cookie or a brownie or something from 7-Eleven?
Oh, the gas station run?
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
I use the bathroom real quick.
But it's gotta be one of them gas stations. Vet move. It's gotta be a gas station that has an inside. You can't be one of the ones that you're ordering from outside. Well,
but I mean, sometimes you just play her and you just ask. If you really real, like, hey, you know what I mean? Hey, I gotta go to Target real quick. I'm about to go grab these family pack one time. I want to do my West Side. You don't want to get a 3-pack and you still thirsty. You want to go do more.
The family will do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Get that three pack will let you down real quick.
Hey, that three pack. Hey,
let me tell you how, by the way, because when that first one, for some reason, just explodes, I'm like, oh, shit, man. Now I'm down to two. I got to make these really count.
You got a ration. On the low, that shit is crazy. You got a fucking ration. You got a ration your condom use, bro. That shit is nuts, bro.
Unless you plan to spend the night like me and you just hit it with the right after and wake up.
The problem is when you do the family pack, now you look like the fucking rap videos from the early 90s where you like, everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. And like,
the family pack doesn't fit in your pocket either.
Nah, it doesn't. It's a 12, girl.
You got to rip it out the box.
36.
And shove the...
That shit going to look like a burger, nigga. That motherfucker stacked up. Yeah. You got 36 and you got 12. Always take the 12, bro, because at least you could run through 4 or 5 if you that thirsty and still have something if you got to double back in the next couple of days, big dog.
Yeah, that's actually funny. The 3-pack had you under pressure.
This is a sick condom 101, by the way.
Yeah, man. That is a lot of pressure with the 3-pack, bro. There's a lot of pressure with the 3-pack. There's absolutely no room for error with the 3-pack, ever.
Nah. You better know exactly what you're doing right now.
I think the funniest shit though, condom shopping, right? And they got all these brands. Then you got all these varieties, right? You got Rib, you got Ice, Thin.
Thin. Ultra definitely thin. Go over
the thin. Let me tell you something. The one where like the thinnest we've ever made, that's the one because I've had to do the. They don't sell those in a 3-pack. This is only selling a big pack, right?
Yep.
So I've had to do the 3-pack because I'm in a hurry, and I'm like, whatever. I got the regular ones, and I'm like, this is like fucking wearing a knight of shining armor and shit. Like I can't feel anything
compared to the thin.
Joint, oh yeah. Man, you can't feel anything. It feels like they wrapped you in a goddamn leather jacket. I'm like, come on here.
Straight jacket on your bitch ass.
Them
thin joints, bro. You have to actually look down and check sometimes. You'd be like, hey, hold on.
Sometimes I'm like, wait a second. Because again, if it's happened to you, you know like how scarred you are from that experience of, oh my God, this feels great. And you pull it out, and all of a sudden.
And that motherfucker stuck in her.
Oh, that motherfucker just wearing a turtleneck.
Hold up,
like a ring joint.
Yo, Willy Wonka roof.
You know what it looked like? You know the Chris Farley when he doing like the Chippendales and he got like the bow tie but he ain't got no
Jesus
shirt on.
Christ. Oh my God.
That's what always makes me think of Whenever
what is going break, on here?
I always think like that motherfucker just pop in. Hey man, what's up? In the spawn? I'm like, where is your head? I'm like, it's mother. Where is your hat? Do you know how dangerous it is to go outside?
You know, saving private, you know, saving private Ryan when the nigga took off the hat and got killed. We took the helmet. That's what it is. Like, hey nigga, you playing saving private Ryan. I ain't going out like Willie Lump Lump. Yo, I remember. I think I was like in eighth grade or seventh grade, and the homies was talking about like condoms and shit, right? And I used to watch a bunch of TV and listen to a bunch of, you know, rap, and niggas be talking about doubling up. Could you imagine that stupid ass shit?
That, yo, that's
so real. So my very first time I doubled up.
No, come on, Trey.
Because I was an idiot, nigga. I just was on some shit like, okay, I think this is how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying?
What was the boy name from Menace to Society? He said, I know that baby not mine. I had my Jimmy hat on extra tight.
Extra tight, yes. I ain't going out like Willie Lump Lump. Shout out to Kane.
Yo,
bro. That bro was first team smash and dash, too. He a sick man.
Your dick must have passed out.
My nigga. Listen, bro. You know how the cartoons be suffocating, bro? Nigga, my shit was fucking pause. My shit was fucking throbbing, nigga. And then look, trying to pull off two is crazy. That shit was like a Looney Tune where the shit popped. Like,
hold on,
snap back. That motherfucker snap back.
When you pulled it off, did your dick go?
Y'all are sick.
Hey, but no bullshit, bro. I tried to pull this shit off. And the other shit was still on so crazy that it was like kind of like, you know, after lubrication leaves, that's when the shit looked like even more nuts. So I'm trying to think about this shit. You just seeing mad shit just pull. And it's like, bah! And I'm like, oh my God, yo. So sick, bro. Never wear two condoms. I don't care what nobody tells you.
Everywhere?
Nah. All right. Nah, it wasn't. Because of the one that I was already wearing was still on. It was just the other one, the top one.
The top one came on.
Yeah,
I thought you tried to pull them.
Bro, that would be. It probably would stick on the wall or some crazy shit like a movie.
Squeaky doors, clogged sinks, finicky engines. When things break down around the house, you take care of it. However, when something's off in the bedroom, you just try not to think about it. Nothing. I was just tired. I'm just stressed a little bit. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/BOM now.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience. The petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side. And you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you, demons and goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/BOM and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go to GetRoman.com/BOM now. And if you do, you'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, if you get started today, you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. By the way, speaking of germs and not being able to breathe, Sean, how is Lollapalooza?
Yo, man, it was, I can't believe I did 4 days again.
I can't. Wait, you did what?
I did all 4 days. I went Thursday, Friday.
Oh,
Friday,
my Sunday. Nigga.
Yo, straight up, Sean. Like Jer said, if it had been me, I would have showed up. Saw all the people like, man, y'all got it. I would have gone home. Straight up. So I did not because of crowds, but because of the weather. That's what I did. All-Star Weekend, the one that was in New York. I can't remember what year that was. I went. Oh, I picked up the credential. I was supposed to go to like Barclays Center. I walked outside. It was 1 degree. I was like, man, fuck this shit. Literally went straight to the airport, flew home.
weren't there for this. I'm just realizing you didn't know videos with us that weekend.
Zero. I was just like, man, I'm good. And I just went home.
Yo, that was the coldest shit I've ever witnessed in my, yo, that wind tunnel those buildings created. Yeah. Oh my Lord.
Oh, that's the credentials were at that hotel across the street from Madison Square Garden. Yep. The Hotel Penn or whatever. I'll never forget walking out and I looked around and I looked at my phone. I looked at the temperature, like, man, y'all got this. And I went to my hotel, got my bags, called the airline, like, yo, we're changing it to this evening. Flew out on the spot. That's how I felt looking at Lollapalooza. I would have showed up and be like, man, y'all got this. And would have gone straight back to O'Hare, flew my ass out of there.
Yeah, bro. Like I said, man, Pfizer, I got faith in my guy Pfizer. He gonna hold me down, bro.
No, I'm not even talking about COVID.
He's just talking about I'm the talking people. About,
motherfuckers pressed up on you and stuff, man. Oh, I'm like, oh, look.
Listen, I'm one of the older motherfuckers in there by a lot. So I'm not deep in the trenches with the moshers and all that. I'm pretty far back chilling, just listening. But yeah, bro, it was good, man.
Hey, cool. Sean, there had to be 30 to your left, 30 to your right, 30 to your front, and 30 behind you. There looked like there was no chill within 300 yards of the stage.
But I mean, there's nobody pressed up against me, though. Like, I'm standing around chilling. Like, I'm pretty far away. It can get ugly in there, though, when, like, Tyler was jammed, Tyler the Creator. My girl wanted to see Miley, so we went and saw Miley Cyrus. That shit was jammed. She brought out Billy Idol. She brought out
Billy Idol or Billie Eilish?
Eilish or Billy Idol?
Billy Idol.
Damn. Who is Billy Idol?
Billy Idol's alive?
I think so. I think I'm pretty sure it was there. No, I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't be knowing white people, bro.
Unless that's what somebody told me in the crowd. I hope I don't have that shit way wrong. I'm pretty sure it was Billy Idol. But yeah, she brought out Wiz, G Herbo, Juicy J. So that was lit. It was a good ass time, man. I saw Young Thug.
Billy Idol is alive.
Man, I'm pretty sure it was Billy Idol.
65 years old. He's alive.
Yeah.
It was Billy Trey, Idol. Trey, this is a song that Billy Idol said. With a rebel, yeah. She goes, mom, mom, mom. In a minute, mom. She goes, mom, mom, mom. Yo, I'm sure you've heard it. It'd be a
movie. I probably heard it, though, but yeah.
It was pretty.
I don't be knowing white actors or white actors.
Yo, hold on. Yo, he's a singer, first of all.
I'm just saying, I don't be knowing white people.
No, Trey, you be fucking fluctuating. Jerk back me up. Sometimes it's
thank,
like,
thank you.
Yo, I got everything on my iTunes, man. I got Snow Patrol and shit like that. And then
Snow Patrol is funny.
Snow Patrol.
Sometimes you're like, I don't know these white folks. Like, what?
I know like Paramore. I know, like motherfucking like Phoenix, like just different, like early, the like 2012 and up. But I don't be knowing like the OGs and shit. You feel me?
Yeah, but it was cool, man. Young Thug.
Just like bro got put on Daiquiri's, white women put me on alternative music and electronic. So, it is what it is.
So there are places in there that's not like that, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You have personal space.
Yeah, you can fall back and be. I mean, they got two on the main stage, they got two huge screens.
Right.
To where you can see everything and you can fall back, and they got tons of speakers and shit out there. So you can fall back.
I've said this before. I'm not a festival person at all.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a commitment, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, I mean, like, it's just, the value isn't there for me. Like, even if I got in for free, it just isn't worth it for me to stand in mud with people that I don't know. And, half of them are high off Molly and shit and trying to be too affectionate. And I'm like, I don't know you. Like, all that stuff just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, no, I feel you. It's, I like the energy of it all. And I like seeing it. Like, in one day, I saw, and I guess in, like, over the four-day stretch, I saw Young Thug, Post Malone, Tyler, the Creator. I saw a couple electronic dudes. This dude, Dombreski, is really dope. I caught a little bit of Marshmello. Like K Tronada, Playboi Carti. Like, I caught all these in a 4-day stretch, and you only gonna do that shit at a festival. Jerv, you didn't fuck with none of them?
The Jerv instant reaction was fucking amazing.
Jerv, bro.
What about Tyler? You are Creator, hilarious. Bro? Tyler, this Creator is a put on a show.
That nigga's a superstar.
Yo, he really is, bro. He put on a fucking show, dog.
For real, check out the YouTube version of this episode to see Jerv's.
I'm not a Tyler fan, bro, but I would see him live because I know that he would put on a fucking show. But like, literally,
you're gonna get there's no one else to mention. Elite, he's an elite performer now, bro. He's got to that level now.
Yeah, it was like that. It was dope.
Let me clarify. He would have to be a part of a bunch of other people that would make me want to go to the festival. And I'd be like, okay, I'll catch Tyler. But I'm not going to go, oh, Tyler's performing? I'm there. That's just me.
I caught Freddie Gibbs. Like,
okay, now we're talking.
Now, like, this is like in a 4-day stretch. Only a festival is going to be able to do that for you.
Yeah, that's the appeal of the festival, is that, like, someone that you would never go to see live, but you wouldn't mind seeing live. You get to see with everything else. But still, like, I don't know, man. Like, I've never done Coachella. I've never done Lollapalooza. I've never done Rolling Loud. I've never done whatever the other big governor's
made in America.
Made in America. Never done.
I did that one time. I did the first one.
The only one I thought about doing was the remember Trey when they had in Long Beach at the Queen Mary. They had like the old school where it was like
snow. Oh yeah, yeah. Lovers and Friends.
Yeah, Lovers and Friends. Yeah,
it's I back. About,
yeah, I saw
coming
that.
Back.
Vegas, you're going to Vegas, though, right?
I think so. Baby. They all I'm gonna say is the last time that flyer went off, we got shut down. So,
and you can just catch a one day. You don't got to go to all four. You can get like a 1 day pass and just go catch who you want to see.
I'm good, man. Even for the fam, I tell, hey man, if you get me and I'll watch from backstage, maybe. But like to interact with
humanity, you know what? I mean, you know what you would fuck with, honestly, because it's not as crazy. It's a festival. But it's not like as crazy as these. You'd fuck with the Roots Picnic. You'd be okay with that.
It's not, yo. Why do you say that?
Because it's not that. It's not Lollapalooza where everyone's just like a million people out there, right. and it's a different crowd. Like it ain't the fucking, you know, the mosh pit crowd.
Well, hold on, because there's GA, which I wasn't doing GA. I had like a little wristband with like lounges I could go sit up.
Okay, talk your shit.
Talk your talk, Ken.
There's free drinks in the lounge. You go sit down. Okay. You go to the bathroom, no problem, right? Like I'm not doing GA where you get in the park and you just grinding the whole day. Like, yo, I'm sure you could do like a VIP joint where they got air conditioned. They got different stage levels where you could go watch the show. You're not bumping into nobody. You standing up there drinking, looking over the deck. You could do backstage. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so basically like
there's that, different levels. So just like to anything, Trey, you know what I'm saying? Trey, it's like waste management. Exactly.
Oh,
like,
waste management is crazy, you know, bro.
Me and Trey, they're waste managing like kings, man.
Yo, the best.
I thought y'all was on some Tony Soprano shit talking about waste management. I had no idea what y'all were talking about.
Oh yeah,
no, waste management. I was like, wow, this took a turn for the, you know.
Bro, I don't think we watched one set of golf, bro. We were just lit the whole time.
I did not see a sliding this right here. A nigga hit the shit like, nope. I didn't even see that.
We didn't walk to no crowd.
Oh shit, that's not a festival.
That's a golf tournament.
It's a golf tournament in Scottsdale.
Golf tournament, bro. But like we don't there's concerts and shit.
You just wear the wristband and get loaded all day in the sun.
Yeah, one of the craziest weekends I've had out there was the Super Bowl was there and it was waste management.
Oh.
In the same weekend, this shit.
2000
just,
and what was that?
It was crazy. Like
I think 2014. It was 2014. Where the Seahawks?
Like yeah,
Seahawks. Yeah. Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Waste management rolled right into the Super Bowl weekend.
Run the ball, crazy. Seattle. Run the fucking ball.
Could have had two, man. Could have had two.
Yo, speaking of that shit took a turn. Flatbush. Oh man, that shit took a turn.
Oh jeez, there was so many bad shits.
I was just like, damn, man. And you know, at some point, you know, when you're watching a show, you know this is the season finale. Mm-hmm. You start to realize, oh, there's no way they're gonna clean all this shit up.
Oh wait, there's not one more. I thought there was one more.
That was it.
Yeah, that was the one hitter quitter.
They're not even. I don't even know if they're greenlit for season two yet or not. I hadn't seen anything. I tried to look it up, but
damn, it looks like it's.
But it's like, yo, all these cliffhangers, man. Like, what happened to Drew, you know? Did Zayna catch up with him?
Yeah, did she go to Philly?
Yeah, is my man Dan, is he going to be hospitalized again over this shit? Is Kevin now on the run? Is Kevin going to get arrested?
He definitely also, on the run.
He's on the run. There's no if. He's on the run. If the law shows up at your door for something that could be considered attempted murder, and they know you by name, you're on the run.
Is Kareem's license valid?
Kareem is fucking hilarious.
Kareem is the wildest nigga for trying to sell Jamaican food. I mean Caribbean food and bicycles, nigga.
Hold on,
funny as fuck.
He was trying to cure Dan, and there was nothing in the bowl.
Yeah, that nigga was capped up. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, bro.
What was he thinking? Is he high?
My favorite part is when he picks up Tremaine. I got good news, I got bad news. The good news is there's a 50% chance you got a bed. When Dan was in the hospital, he's like, when he tried to negotiate, he's like, yo, your son is in the hospital, man. Like, ah, man.
Yeah, they kept calling him a dope fiend.
Yo, I'll say this. I tore my ACL in like 2012, and they put me on oxys after. And that's some crazy like I had to, yes. I was like, yo, bro, I am not, unless I am in dire straits and I'm like the pain is too much, I'm not fucking with these. Like these are too powerful, bro. Like I could see someone fucking with those and being like, yo, where are these at? I need as many of these as possible.
I had some after a car accident in like 05 or 06 or some shit like that. They gave me those and painkillers.
Yeah.
And muscle relaxers. Nah, G, I'm good.
I love muscle relaxers.
Nah, I'm good. I can't fuck with muscle relaxers, bro. Like I can't not have control of my body.
Man, bro, I hate them shit. It makes me feel so bad.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
You could whip my ass, and there's literally nothing I can do. I'm just gonna sit there and take it off muscle relaxers. Like I'm just sitting there, just like please stop.
Nah, muscle relaxers. When my lower back be hurting, I will pop a muscle relaxer and be out for the fucking day.
See that shit, man. That shit too powerful, bro.
That shit will park and wreck you, nigga. Yeah,
I don't like that feeling. That's my thing. Yeah. It's like I don't like that feeling. That's why I was off that shit, man. Because like I got it from my back too, and it was just like I stopped taking it, and I'd rather be in pain. And they're like, "Why?" I said, "Man, I just don't like the way it makes me feel."
Yeah, bro.
Meanwhile, just roll up, bro.
Meanwhile, this nigga Dan is popping them shits like Tic Tacs.
Hey, that nigga was Xana Montana, nigga. He was taking all the motherfucking Xans, nigga.
Did it just seem like he had an unlimited supply? Like he never just seemed like he was just taking one. He was that nigga just like Skittles.
I think he got a bad dose from Drew though.
No, I don't think it's that, man. I think he just did too much.
Bro,
like you see, like, and it's funny because in the intro to the episode, they show a bunch of times when like people notice he's taking pills. When the old girl says, "What's that?" It's like, "Oh, I just have a lot of allergies or whatever." But like as this shit is going on, I start to think to myself, he's going to the pill bottle more and more often as the season wore on. Mm-hmm. So it's just like it hit a point where every scene. He's popping a pill, and so of course it'll hit a head there where like, yo, dude, he is a dope fiend. He got a pill problem, man.
Yeah,
like this shit was real, and you know, like between that, like it was a weird episode because I'm like, this shit is real. It's kind of like the argument between him and Kevin, where Kevin's like, "Fuck it, I'm gone." Like we keep waiting for like there to be a joke. I'm like no, yeah,
it didn't come.
It ain't a joke. These niggas is fighting for real. You know,
Trey, I actually thought
about
you.
In the words of Josh and Pease, ain't shit funny. What'd you say?
No, so I was just going to say, I thought about you, like, yo, they getting too serious. Like, they going to have to slide a joke in here at some point. Like, fill this out, and they didn't. It was just kept going. Yeah, but it was super real.
Well, it's kind of hard to slide a joke in there, right, when you got two dudes on the run for attempted murder. You got another dude overdosing on pills. You got another teacher.
Kareem was a joke, though.
I feel like Kareem was the part.
Because that nigga was saying some bullshit.
He said, I got a humidifier and a dehumidifier.
Maybe I should take them back.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It worked on your mama. He said, I've done this with plenty of people. It worked on your mama first. You about to be number two. Yeah, he got the same chemistry.
Yeah, he said, first thing we're going to do is the Epsom salt bath. He's like, you're not giving me a bath. He's like, no, I'm not. He's like, Kevin give you a bath. Kevin's like, no, I'm not.
No, he said, you going to give you an Epsom salt bath or Kevin can help.
Yo, my man straight gave, he just straight gave Kev a fucking girl's bike and said, let me give you a tutorial on how to use it. You can ring the bell one time, bling. You can ring it two times, bling, bling. I'm like,
or he said, help him take off the, training wheel so he can sell for a dope prices. And then he also said, He was making a bet. I mean, basically gave the step cousin a 50% chance that he could take the couch now that Kevin was gone.
Yeah, man. No. It was, I got a couch for you, but then when Dan was in the hospital, He's like, there's a 50% chance I got a bed for you. Meaning Dan gonna die. I'm gonna get away.
Right.
Yo, Kareem was definitely fucking killing this episode. And he had been gone for like 3 or 4, so it was nice to see him back. I hope they bring him back too, because I really, you know what it made me feel like right now, Jerv? How to Make It in America.
Remember? Oh, such a good show. Yeah. Such a good show.
I go back and watch that often.
Oh man, but like I want to know what happens. That's the worst part. Is like I want to know what happens next, and like you know, I hope Showtime does right by them. Kind of like how Milwaukee did right by me. Do y'all want to hear about Milwaukee?
Yes. Tell me about Milwaukee, man.
I wish so.
You guys have been around me when I drink, right? And I get loose, but a lot of stuff I'm doing, I'm leaning into being drunk. I'm not like literally out of control. I'm just like pushing boundaries to be funny. I was legitimately out of control drunk in Milwaukee, man. Like out of control. And what happened was Tuesday night, I was with Tony. So me and Tony were doing the bar crawl. Everything was cool. I found some funny videos of us. By the way, they love Dante DiVincenzo there. Everywhere you go, this thing got pictures and shit.
Why Dante? You're on Water Street, right?
Yep, on Water Street.
Shout out to Water Street.
The next day was the day of the whole dunk tank thing, which, by the way, my tailbone still hurts because every time I landed, my ass smashed up against the bottom of the tank. And so I walked out with a huge-ass bruise right on my tailbone. That shit is not fun. Let me just say that right now. But like the event was 11:05 and Tony's flight was like 6:20. So literally as soon as we were done, my man was like, all right, cool. He had his stuff with him, went straight to the airport. I couldn't get on a flight out that night. So I had to wait until the next morning. So I'm like, I'm gonna shower up, see what Milwaukee got. Now, mind you, I was already drunk because all day long, these people were shooting these shots. We're like, do a shot. Drink a beer, da da da. Like, so I'm just sitting in that tank drinking. All I had was some chicken wings. Shout out to McGillicuddy's, by the way. Great, great wings.
Yeah.
Wings were delicious. Yeah. Wings
you a flat guy or a drum guy?
I'm equal opportunity, but I think if I had to choose, I would go flat.
Meat's better on
the chicken meat is better. The chicken meat is better on the flat. The drumstick is mad dry, bro. You want that dry ass thing? And they got all that cartilage, like there's an ACL at the top of it. I'm like, I don't want that. I just want chicken.
Facts. I just want to dip it in the sauce, bro. I'm not trying to pull shit apart. None of that shit. Just dip it in the sauce and I'm out here.
No, I mean, you could do that with a flat.
I get surgical with the flats, big dog. You out here playing.
The flats are the best shit.
Yo, okay, someone taught me.
That's cool.
You know, at Waste Management, someone taught me a way like you open a flat like this and you twist it. And when you twist it, all the chicken fall off. It's perfect. I forgot to do it though. So, but anyway,
hey, if you figure it out again, please.
It's a science to it, apparently. But flat,
you don't have to worry about that with a drumstick, though, right?
Like, no, but you it doesn't taste into good. It. The drumstick doesn't taste as good.
Well, at least I know if we ever order wings, I'm not arguing with you over anything, right? You all will gladly take the flats, and your boy will be there. You know,
brother, I'm gladly taking wings. There's no part of this where I'm like. Oh, all there's left are drumsticks. Oh, shucks. I guess you got them all, Jerv. I'm eating chicken wings now. Don't get it twisted. But anyways, I had nothing to eat. I had all this drinking. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go shower and then kind of like hit the town now. And I'm telling you, me leaving McGillicuddy's, when I went back, you guys know, I don't delete tweets. You know, every time one of these basketball NBA nerds on Twitter, like, oh, aren't you the guy who said that? Yep, I said all that shit. I never delete anything. I don't believe in running away from shit I said, regardless if I still feel that way or not. That's my history. I'm going to stand by it, right? But them Instagram videos and that one tweet that had a video of me in Milwaukee, I was like, this has to go immediately. Because this is the stuff that was never meant to be captured on film. Me walking out into traffic, messing with a dude on a motorcycle, playing...
I didn't even see all that.
It was bad, man. Was
like, I didn't get none of the footage.
I saw some of the footage. I remember thinking, like, man, he's been at this spot for a long time.
Oh man, like, it lasted forever.
I wanted to pull up, bro.
Shout out to I can't remember my man's name. He came from Cleveland, bro. He came from Cleveland mad about 2016.
Hell, as he should have been. As he should have been, bro. You've said some disrespectful shit about a lot of places. That was everyone's opportunity. I wanted to pull up. I wanted to pull up for trust the process talk, for those times where I probably asked you to do something when we were still in the basement and you probably just left me on red or something. And I'm like, I know this motherfucker sees the shit. He's probably talking to Jade or something. He's just going to leave me on red. I wanted to pull up. I definitely did.
We had no shortage of people pull up. It was dope. It wasn't crazy, but also wasn't like three people. We had a solid 40 to 50 people at any given time. At the bar. Cool. It was on the back patio there, McGillicuddy's. And again, McGillicuddy's was mad cool. I drank for free for the entire 2 days. Like, nobody asked.
Anytime I've ever been to McGillicuddy's, I've never opened my wallet. I'll say that.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
And Water Street gets wild.
Dude, can we go to Money Walk Eden? I would like to hang out with you.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jerv, I would absolutely be down to go back.
You like Milwaukee, Jerv. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you're gonna
and
like.
And you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked at how many black people was in Milwaukee too.
No, oh, okay. Jerv, the town is like 40% black.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of black. It's not like down. I mean, it's not.
Shouts
like
to Burline. Shouts to the hood.
It's not like downtown Cleveland. That little that they call downtown Cleveland. That little block in between hotels.
Too. Nah, we ain't talking about Ohio today, bro.
That shit is
Milwaukee.
I didn't even get to go in all the spots I wanted to because I was just so drunk. I was just like, I'm going here or whatever. But like it was dope, man. Like I can't complain.
Could you imagine me and Steven Jackson out there?
Dog, that's all I could think of, by the way. Like when I was walking around by myself at night, I was like, yo, Trey must have been out here like with a machine gun. Just
hey, it was so crazy, dude. The shit we used to be doing, dog. Like, I can't even. That's why I said Jerv would have a time of his life just because it's small, big city vibes, but it's just so like people so cool there, dude. Like, they cool, man. They so cool.
Everyone was just nice. Everyone's nice. Speaking of nice, Trey, you had a nice Friday with a legend. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man! So Friday, I was supposed to link with Baron Davis on the draft, but it was raining. And I'm just like, bro, I'm not about to force it. So I hit him. I'm like, yo, where you at? He's like, yo, I'm in the city. So I end up pulling up on him. I dap him up. He's like, hey, come with me real quick. Didn't tell me. We end up pulling up. We go to to Spike's 40 Acres in a Mule Studios. Which everybody can. I mean, ain't no secret. It's in Fort Greene. And you see the big 1973 world champion Knicks flag out front. He has his beautiful murals and all this other things. And we get there, and I'm still confused because I'm like, are we just about to take a picture in front of the wall? We buzz. And they're like, yo, we're here for Spike. They don't say nothing. We turn to the right. He comes out. And I'm like, oh shit, it's Spike Lee. Like, nigga, okay, I don't know how to take this. And cool as fuck, dog. He's like a cool ass uncle. We end up going to eat out right here on the neighboring area in Fort Greene. And we went to a food truck, Biggie's Cafe, excellent food. And then we went back to his studio and he took us through the studio and he has all these like signed prize things like Joe Louis trunks, like all his movies, like the posters and stuff. And then you keep going and he's such a historian to like black history. And I'm like learning so much, dude. And this dude just like welcomed us in with like open arms. And I got a chance to check out his future project that's coming out, which I can't speak on, but be on the lookout for that. It was very dope. And then when we were getting ready to leave, he gave us parting gifts, bro. And I got the do the right thing way street sign, and he signed it. And then he also gave me, so I have here, which just happens to coincidentally be here, a She's Gotta Have It Moleskine signed. I got Do the Right Thing signed. And Michael Jackson's Bad 25 signed, where he did a Optimum Production picture, which is probably the most sickest shit ever, right? But man, down to earth, dude. We got a chance to talk some Knicks, obviously. And then we also, you know, just chilled, man. And I don't know if it's Hollywood talk, but he was like, hit me up if you ever need me. So, you know, I mean, it was, like I said, it was a fun day. But to explain what I mentioned in the chat, when I first met him, I got put in the little uncool box, man. You know people, you give the familiar dap and then you pull in. Well, notice, man. So I can't pull him in. Oh, this was about Spike? Yes. Oh. So I dap him, but I locked my hand too tight on the grip. Like, you know how you like
the clasp.
The clasp of it. And I didn't. And he was like almost trying to pull his hand back. And my hand was still like, I didn't time it right. So it fucked up the whole cool of it. Right. And I was meeting people all day that day. Like, I met some other cool people. Went to NBA PA, saw Michelle Roberts. Went to Yonkers, shout out to Poobs. And then also we had like this dinner with a few people. And the same thing, it was just awkward because the exchange, you know, you just kind of like the plus one and you're just kind of like trying to like, and I should have just kept it to the post-COVID dap and kept it moving. I think I made that difficult for myself. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it fucked up my whole cool, you know what I'm saying? Because I came in with all the confidence in the world. And then that had me walking that gingerly, like, yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, this square ass nigga.
Right.
What is square ass nigga with you? Huh?
How do y'all handle the dap with a stranger, I guess?
Like I said in the chat, bro, I'm just reading the situation. If I'm probably just giving Spike a straight up handshake. I'm not
really?
Yeah, I think I'm giving Spike.
Cause he's too cool. First of all, he ain't about to let his age.
I gotta bring Spike in, bro.
How far in though?
I'm giving the pull in and then the
on the back.
On the back, yeah.
But wow, Jerv,
very familiar, Jerv.
But Jerv, he's
like
very,
you've been here before, bro.
Jerv, but he's very vocal, and I like to say that he embarrassed you quick. Like it might be a quick shiver. And can we boss it over?
And we're black?
Yes. Yep,
right? I'm going to tell you right now. If I met Spike Lee, that for sure. And I might just go like straight arm like this. Just like hold it there.
Like that?
And like not give way to close that space. If the space closed, well, for Spike Lee, it might be different. But for like a stranger, if the space closes because the stranger want to be friendly, what I do then is I go arm bar. So we're dapped up, but then the arm will form a barrier between me and the other person. Like, all right, bro, I got you. All right, yeah. Because like to open up like this, like where you got the
and he don't know arm, you,
and he don't know you, man. Like he might nigga. Yo.
That's why I'm telling you, Jerv.
He might say, "Nigga, I don't know you." He might say those exact words.
Literally, bro. And like, do you want to be that guy? Because now you don't fucked up the hangout, low key. You fucked up the low. Like, you know, how do you bounce back from that? Like, if a nigga say, nigga, I don't know you, and then you trying to, like...
And then, but hold on, y'all still hanging out? Y'all still chilling in the studio for the next hour?
I got to roll. Like, I got to dip. Yeah, I guess.
Bro! You got to go to safe. What's up, man? Nice to meet you.
And that's what I did, Sean, but I couldn't unlock my hand quick enough. Right. It was, I think I was just caught in the moment of, like, holy shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's all. It just I clashed too much, but it didn't fuck up my cool, but it did. Cause like even when I was I was jumping into conversations, I just didn't feel.
You felt pressed. You felt.
Yeah,
you
I felt like I was shit. Just like, damn, like my opinion don't matter.
So you can't even dap. Well, I ain't listening to this nigga. He can't even dap up, right?
Dumbass nigga. He can't even dap, bro. Fuck out of here, dap. Nigga.
What are you
trying
say?
To tell me?
Non-dapping ass nigga.
Stupid.
Translate that shit for me. This nigga speaks non-Dapanese.
Non-Dapanese. Oh, What'd he say? I'm like, I can't even that.
Yo, that's embarrassing as hell for a nigga to tell you, like, no, nah, I'm cool. Mm-mm.
Yo, that's like that video you posted. I don't even know if this shit real or not, but I want to laugh too. The cops roasted
it. Oh, I low-key think that's real, bro. That was like some Delaware, Philly type shit. Or know, DC.
Whoa.
Jerv, y'all be thirsty, bro.
Now we thirsty.
Bro, y'all not thirsty?
Thirsty in what aspect?
Just content, nigga. Philly always live on the internet, nigga. Tell me if I'm lying.
Like my man, you see my man that, oh man, there've been a couple of these videos on the internet of like people of the girl trying to crash the car into the dude. Have y'all seen this?
I thought that was Baltimore. Don't put that on us.
No, there's another one. There's another one. Like that one was Baltimore.
That nigga's just love putting shit on Philly.
I'm just telling you, there's another one. This one was like in a parking lot, and the girl just kept like over and over again. And I'm just like, man, like, what are you doing? The Baltimore one, the dude was laughing at her. He just like, ah,
you mad.
Yeah, now what funny. You gonna do after she crashed her shit into the building?
But the other one, the other one I saw, man, she was like wrecking cars trying to get to him because he's running between the cars. She's like, bow, bow, bow. And you're the person on the with the camera like, yo, go get your car, man. Go get your car before she hits yours too. Oh, man, Philly.
It's wild.
Nothing in that shit made me understand how this is Philly except for y'all telling me it was Philly. So, okay. Yeah. It's just
what it is. How we do it. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Shout out to my man, Big Jerv, Black Trey, producer Sean on the one and twos. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings, where you get all our exclusive content, like Bomb Overflow. We've got one today. We actually have to go back and re-record this ending to let you know that we have a Bomb Overflow coming out. So definitely make sure you're a Patreon subscriber. Spoiler alert, we talk about the baby and the latest with him. Going on with all these concert cancellations and whatnot. Also, Cinephobe special edition episode, Space Jam, A New Legacy. We reviewed it. Make sure you check that out. And of course, the live shows. All of this comes part of your Patreon subscription. So make sure you are a part of it. Patreon.com/countthedings. For Big Jerv, for Black Trey, for Sean on the one and twos, it's me, Amino Hassan. Stay black, motherfuckers.